Maisis Perkemish Nagimel. Well, Yimkar Adamas Pairois, if a person shouldn't sell his fruits, Mishabola Oinus Maisis, when the fruits came to a point that they're chayv in Maisis, meaning that they ripened enough that they're chayv in Maisis, Lemisha Einar Neman Ala Maisis, the person that's not trustworthy on Maisis, which means that a person shouldn't sell, like Reb Kiveger brings, the Yushalmi, where the field and the fruits that are along with the field are ripe. Because there's now a chi of maisus, and like the Rav explains, the problem is because of lifnei iver lo yisitein michshol. Because he's not neman on maisus, so don't sell it to him. Don't sell him the field with the fruits. V'loy b'shvius l'mishu choshed al shvius. And also a person shouldn't sell a field with fruits to a person that's choshed on shvius. Because we're afraid that on shvius he's not going to know the halachas. He's going to try to do business with it. Maybe he'll use it just to wash his mouth at, or as a chew, or things like that. And really, the only thing you're allowed to use with the fruits of Shvius is Achila and Shasiya, and also Sicha. So we're afraid that this person's going to do it, don't sell it to him. Then Bikru, however, what if parts of the field, parts of the fruits are ripe? So there's a certain part, not the whole thing. So Noitel is Abakuro, so Moichas Ashao. So here what you can do is if it's just part of it, so take the part that's ripe for yourself and do what you need to do with those. But you can sell the rest of the field because the rest of the field will obviously not have anything that's ripe. And therefore, there's not a gemar pri on any of these fruits. And one's allowed, therefore, to sell them. Because there would not be a problem of lifnei iver lo yisitein michshol.